Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to draw near to his holy table this evening. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you that I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When Jesus broke bread and drank wine on the eve of Passover, he spoke about the new covenant. All the old covenant promises, types, shadows, figures, came to their fulfillment in him and his work. His death was the climax of that work. And that's why on that evening he could say of the wine, "This is my blood of the covenant." The covenant that he was speaking of was the covenant of grace. It was the covenant God promised to Eve about her offspring who would crush the serpent's head. It was the covenant with Noah about the preservation of life through judgment. It was the covenant promised to Abraham that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. It was the covenant God made with Israel at Sinai when he gave them his law. It was the covenant God made with David that his son would sit on his throne forever. The Bible never speaks of covenants. Covenant only ever appears in the singular. And that is because there is only one covenant, the covenant of grace, which means the covenant that we have learnt about this evening in Malachi, with the blessings and the curses and the grace of repentance and obedience, is the same covenant. And that means that the God of that covenant is the same God of this covenant that Jesus spoke about. And that should be a great comfort to us this evening, because the God of Malachi is presented to us as a father who chooses Jacob over Esau, a father who begets Israel and brings them into existence. Yet he is a father who has been despised and dishonored by his priests and people. He is a father whose sanctuary has been profaned. He is a father whose character has been slandered. He is a father whose tithe has been robbed from him. And how does that father respond to rebellious, wayward people? With words of grace. "Return to me, and I will return to you." It is the grace and patience of God, our Father, that we see in Malachi. Why? Because he has not changed. And at that Passover meal, Jesus ate this meal with a bunch of wayward, rebellious people. He even ate it with his betrayer. And yet look what he said, "Take and eat, drink it, all of you." This meal is a meal for sinners. Now, not any sinners, it is a meal for covenant sinners, people who belong to the family of God, who've been baptized, who are members of a church, who are nevertheless sinners, people who fail their Father. But listen to your Father invite you at the invitation of his Son this evening to return to him, and he will return to you. He says, "Come and eat, and I will eat with you." So whether you're an old baptized Christian who's been coming for many years to this table, or whether you're like Timothée and Nastasia, you're coming tonight for the first time. God the Father, through his Son, says to us, "Come, return to me. Take and eat. Drink, all of you." We pray that as we do so, we can rejoice in the good news that his life and death has won blessing for us and removed God's curse from us. And God says to us, "Come and eat, come and drink." Well, as we approach the table, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness, and in the presence of your holiness, we are so aware that we are unworthy. We are full of sin from head to toe, and we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. Yet you are a Father of grace and patience, and you do not change. And we rejoice in this great truth this evening, that you invite us, wayward and sinful though we are, to return to you. And we come, Father, we come because your Son, our Savior, invites us to come, and more because he cleanses us by his death and clothes us in his righteousness. Father, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us, and we celebrate this evening with joy the cleansing that he has won for us. We participate in this simple meal. We ask that you would help us by the Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith. Grant us to know the blessing that he has won for us and the curse that he endured for us. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son, crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.